The Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295.
WSOL HD2 Brunswick, W272CQ Jacksonville, Sunny 102.3, Jacksonville's greatest hits.
We come on this loop, John B., my grandfather and me, around Nassau town we did run, drinking all night, got into a fight, well I feel so broke.
Sunny 102.3.
Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're back for hour number two at a Gone Fishing Radio Show. Phone number is 904-96. No, you won't. That's my phone number.
Nobody
I've already got enough women calling me already.
How about
904-296-2692.
That would work.
Yeah, because so, if I gave you the other one, I'd have a lot of questions trying to answer that one.
So if you got some fishing questions or you've been out fishing and want to give us a fishing report, give us a call.
296-2692. And as our editor was mentioning earlier, the Fishing Connection, we have gone into year three of the Fishing Connection. And
it's amazing.
We're real proud of that paper. It's grown quite a bit.
Doubled in size.
Doubled, yeah. It is doubled. Well, not quite double, but yeah.
Almost
it's pretty
doubled.
Well doubled.
Doubled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got what? Probably 20 some of the top anglers in Northeast Florida writing our articles for us each month.
Yep.
And we really appreciate that the time that they put forth into doing that for us. And that includes inshore, offshore, freshwater, salt water, everything in it.
Yeah, we've got the whole gamut everything covered. Yep. We've got the two tide charts.
From Fernandina down to Flagler Beach.
And after you catch stuff, you even got a recipe where you
can
cook.
And we even got a recipe.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Jeff Altman does our recipes every month.
Oh, man, a few days ago. I made
usually
that.
3 minutes before we go to print, but that's
hey,
all right.
Hey, you know, I got to try them and make sure they're right. I made, a few days ago, I made that creamy dill shrimp.
Okay.
With a pasta. Oh, my God.
You going to send me that one?
That stuff is so good. You've got it.
I got it.
No, I hope you do. You've printed it.
Oh. What month was that one?
I have no idea.
Send it to me again. Then.
Okay, then we'll run that one next month.
No, I have to try.
Well, I was watching YouTube.
That was so good.
I was watching YouTube at 6:30 this morning on how to boil blue crabs or steam blue crabs.
Steam blue crabs is the way to go.
Steam them. Yep.
Now, you know we have a resident expert right here.
And the difference between Louisiana blue crabs and Maryland blue crabs. You know, there's not much of a difference, according to the chef that I was.
From what I know.
Right.
Between Maryland and, which is the Chesapeake Bay and the
Chesapeake
waters of
Bay,
the
right.
Louisiana bayous.
Mm-hmm.
Is the salt content.
Right.
That's the major difference
that's
between
what he
the
mentioned.
Two crabs.
Yeah.
Salinity
that's,
difference.
That's about it. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
So which but one is salty?
The Chesapeake Bay crab is...
I just guessing, I would say that would be the one.
I think it's the saltiest because down in the bayou, you're
and
looking
it's
at...
it's a colder water, too. So
it
I
is
don't
a
know,
colder water.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
I don't know.
You got me as on far that as one. Crabs go.
Yeah,
but I know the Louisiana would be definitely a warmer because up there in Maryland, you know, you've got the colder waters.
Yeah, it's cold.
And, you know, so.
Main point is to keep the crab alive, keep it chilled.
Never cook dead crab.
Never cook a dead crab.
And you never wanted, when you're steaming crabs, you never wanted to touch the water.
Yep, never.
You
put that water beneath
water.
Your tray in basically 20 minutes, and once that shell turns, that thing turns a nice, pretty pinkish red orange.
And dump as much Old Bay on
Old Bay
it.
On
as
it.
I was
yeah.
going to ask you that.
A lot of
now,
people boil it with beer now.
Do y'all dump the Old Bay into the water?
Yes. No.
Or do you dump it on
you
top
of the crab? You dump it on top of the crab.
Crab.
On top.
On top of the crab.
Each layer. Right. As you yeah. put a layer down, you there's dump it on, and you put another layer, you dump it on, another right. layer, dump it on.
There's actually a mix of rock salt and Old Bay seasoning out there for steamed crab.
Right.
For Maryland steamed crab. And you can use that. That's what gives you that. That clumpy
all the spices.
The Old Bay and all the spices are built into that. Yeah, and it settles into the crab better when it's that mix.
And then
yeah,
the trick is to pull that
through that shell.
The
though,
trick
you know?
Is to pull that key off the bottom. Pull that, I call it a key. Pull that out. Take your crab. Crack them in half. Take that top shell off first, then crack it in half.
Right.
And then you've got that big meaty part right there.
Right under the devil's
right,
fingers.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's
remove
where you,
them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You do not want to eat that. It will make you sick.
Yeah.
So
it is
what
poison.
Happens?
It's poison. The, I forgot what they call it now, the devil something.
Devil's but, fingers.
Devil's fingers?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But it's actually poison. Those are actually the crab's lungs. But they're poison if you eat them. Yeah, and it will make you sick.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Didn't know that.
So when you break it open, you have like your jumbo lump, which is the bigger chunks of the crab meat.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And then you got regular lump, which is a little bit lower and closer to the legs and stuff. And then you've got the claws.
Yep.
Which is claw meat, which is a sweeter meat.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, is like for recipes, you want to use the claw meat versus...
the lump.
Like the lump, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to make you some crab cakes,
use the lump.
Some jumbo lump.
Yeah, use the lump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Publix sells a really good version of the Phillips. Phillips is one of the seafood I almost called him a manufacturer, but he's one of the big seafood places in Maryland.
Is that one that comes into plastic containers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. They have the jumbo lump, the regular lump, and the claw.
And it ain't cheap.
And no, it's not cheap. It's about $17 a can right now
for the jumbo lump.
But I've been buying the Publix version. It's just as good as the Phillips version.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, I saw some that was like 21 a pound.
Yeah.
And but the claw meat, like I've got a recipe.
Claw meat's a little cheaper. It's about $10 container
now.
You
can even find it for $9.
Now, crawfish about the same way, preparing them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much the same way. You don't put as much seasoning on crawfish, though.
Okay.
Yeah. What they do down in New Orleans, they cook those, they steam those with that Cajun seasoning.
Do they steam them or boil them?
Both.
Yeah, you can do both.
Both. Yeah. I've had them both ways.
Yeah. Yep. And I mean, my wife had a girlfriend, she was from Spain. We went out, she hooked up a big old plate crawfish. Sucked them heads right off, buddy. Head and all, man. She said, what are you going to waste it for?
This is a happy crawfish.
I said, I ordered me a hamburger. Got me a hamburger.
Now, crawfish, I don't eat dead crawfish. If I want it, it's got to be fresh.
Got to be fresh, yeah.
Yeah, I want it alive when it's boiled.
I've gotten to the place now, especially after my cancer battle, I won't eat anything that has pretty much been dead or sat overnight. Leftover stuff, I pretty much won't eat it. I love, especially meat. I love my meat fresh. And I actually had a steak of grouper in the freezer that I bought 6-8 months ago. And I shrink-wrapped it and all, put it in the freezer and cooked it. And I grilled it yesterday.
All right, fish.
Couldn't even eat it.
Baked,
wow.
Broiled, or fried? Fish.
Fried. Grilled.
You like grilled?
Yeah.
Fried.
Yeah. Fried.
What about all of the above?
Well, I mean, preferences.
I love fried.
Or does it depend on the actual fish?
I do a lot of baked fish, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime I catch sea trout, it's getting baked.
You know, see, I'm the opposite. To me, nothing is better than fresh fried speckled trout.
Really?
That was like one of my granddad's favorite. That
see, you
fried
catch the
whiting.
Big ones. I'd be catching them little ones.
That
so.
Fried whiting. It don't matter. Man, you get you a 15-incher.
Yeah.
You've got a couple and of nice little fillets up.
Now, red snapper, nice broiled red snapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'll broil some red snapper. I'll bake some red fish.
Some chili sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you what, that sheep's head. We fried that up.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Not like fried sheep head.
Yeah. And redfish, I mean, it's all in.
Next time you catch some sheep here, man, bring me some.
Yeah. Anyway, this segment was in reference to the Gone Fishing Show Food Network.
Yep.
And so.
Any food questions, give me a call.
And don't forget, we got the recipe master here from the Fishing Connection newsletter.
Well, thank
newsletter.
You. Oh, you mean Jeff.
And
Jeff,
look back there, you can even find the fish dip recipe in there.
Oh, yeah.
Just
got a good
Is that the stuff you bring Rick every week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, since the Kingfish tournament is coming up, do me a Kingfish dip recipe.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Dude, pull me one of them. Send me one of them. Yeah.
All I got to do is just substitute a fish, and you already got the recipe.
Yeah.
Well, then write it up. It won't be that hard.
Send it to us.
It'll be easy. Okay.
Gosh,
no problem.
That was like Joe.
That's the Kingfish tournament is July?
June or July.
I think it's July.
And if I do go out in again this one, I'm not sitting down no more.
No?
No, I'm going to stand up. Yeah, I ain't going
to
sit down.
What happens when you sit
down? I still ain't over that, buddy. It's still killing me every day I wake up.
He found out what a big wave would do to you when you go up and come back down.
Lower lumbar fracture, buddy.
Oh,
it ain't fun. 904-296-2692 is the phone number. Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM. We're located in Jacksonville, Florida. Sunny Jacksonville, Florida, where it's easy here. Is it easy here, Rick?
No, it's sunny.
No, it's sunny here, but it's
sunny,
not easy.
It's
all right. 296-2692, Gone Fishing Radio Show. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over two decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at FloridaFabWorks.com. Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, this last segment, we talked about cooking. And this segment I want to talk about a little bit. Guys, you don't have to be rich to have a nice boat, I found out. At age 70, I was not in the mood to go buy a brand new boat. And the floor had caved in on my old boat. And it had wooden stringers, so I think some of them probably were bad. So a friend of mine had an old boat that his dad bought. My boat was 20 years old, and that boat there was about 30 years old. So we started, we took off my center console area where you drive and steer. We took it and put it on his boat, and boy, what a difference that made, getting a smaller center console and so much room on the sides now to walk around that boat. We went from a 17-foot boat to a 19-foot boat. His dad had a power pole, so we left that on his boat and took my trolling motor off, and then his dad had a brand new trolling motor that was 90 pound compared to my 40 pound. So we took mine off and traded, and he gave me his 90-pound trolling motor. And then most of y'all have seen pictures, painted it up and everything. And for $3,000, including the cost of a new power pole, we came out with a pretty good boat.
How much?
$3,000 is all we paid for it.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. You already had your motor.
Yes, I had my motor. We took my motor off my boat.
Because the motor's a pretty good chunk of money.
Yeah. But you can still redo a boat and not, you know, spend the $41,000, $42,000 that it costs for a great boat.
And
now
you got something to fish with.
I got something to fish with, and that's all we really cared about. Now, it's a flat-bottom boat. I have not ridden in a flat-bottom boat in quite a while, and it was kind of an eye-opener, you know, the feeling the waves at the bottom of your feet. Now, when it was nice and calm, we got that boat up to 41 miles per hour on a GPS. And so, but as soon as the wind picked up, I slowed down drastically on that thing. But again, for $3,000, you get a great fishing boat. I go in creeks I couldn't believe I was in. And Steve Howe did a great job for me.
What size motor you got on your boat?
It's a 90.
90.
90 two-stroke.
Yeah. And who makes it?
Yamaha. I got a Yamaha 90 two-stroke on it. And both of the boats that we took parts off of, both of them had the manufacturers of those boats had. Well, one manufacturer's still in business, but he doesn't do the Sunmate anymore. A Sunmate is very much like an old what kind of boat do you have?
Carolina skiff.
Yeah, that's what it was, like a bigger Carolina skiff with a very flat bottom.
Yeah, you know, mine's a semi-V.
Semi-V? Yeah. Okay. Now, Carolina skiff has come in with different little things on the bottom to help.
I think it's the J model, just totally flat. And
It'll
beat you to death.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what, all I care about is getting down there and getting fishing again, and I'm just so excited. We're going to be out there tomorrow morning, and I'm going to leave here, go put some rod holders on, and then we get the trolling motor, and we got a seat in the back, and I've never had a seat on a boat, and we're going to put one up front for Terry, and...
I've been thinking about putting a seat up front on my Carolina skiff.
I'm going to tell you what.
I really need it.
First time I've ever fished out of a seat, I really liked it. Now, there was a little bit tall for the old short guy here, so I went and bought me a metal piece that was shorter.
Yeah.
So it would bring it down a little bit.
Craig and I were talking because he saw me out, and he goes, man, he goes, I saw you out there. He goes, how can you stand up there for that long?
I can't fish sitting down.
You know, I was like,
I can now. Wait till you get 70.
You know, I think I could fish sitting, you know, or at least leaning, something to take pressure off my back of standing up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when we get up there, getting back issues.
Yeah.
And you're up there trying to tournament fish because literally you're casting hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
one of the guys that I fished with in tournaments had a leaning pole, and of course I was 10 years younger, and I really liked the leaning pole because you're standing up, but at the same time the pressure's off your back by the leaning. And so I really like those leaning poles. I think they are good.
Even one of those little small seats, ones that are like the size of your butt, and that's it.
But that's a leaning pole, basically.
Okay.
But, you know, even when I'm on a charter, I'm in the back, and I'll put the clients up front, and I'll sit on my platform, and I don't find it comfortable to sit on that platform and cast.
You're exactly right, because that's what I did in my old boat, because I let Terry get up in the front, and I'd stay in the back, and I didn't like, I would have to stand up, cast, then I would sit down.
I don't like being that far off of the water.
Off of the water.
Yeah.
I've got some vertigo issues. And, you know, it's like Don, I'm fishing on his boat, and, you know, we got the cooler strapped down and all that. And I'm like, you stand on the cooler, I stand next to it.
But you know what? I took, what's his name out? Bob. He used to write all those articles for the paper, for the Times Union.
Bob McNally.
Yes. Yeah. And he sat on my cooler and fished the whole time we were out there. I was like, dude, I well, can't but, sit there like that.
Well, because about my age.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I used to get up and, you know, walk around during the break. That's the reason I got to get up and walk. If I sit too long,
stiffen up.
The old hips get stiff.
Right, exactly.
And seriously.
There's no meat in the butt anymore.
That's right. And
bone on bone.
Bone on bone, buddy.
Well,
I had both my hips replaced, so I got to keep moving. So it's easy for me to walk around the boat standing instead of getting up, sitting down.
Well, this chair is elevated enough where it's kind of, you know, I'm elevated, but at the same time I'm sitting down. And I really like it. I really do.
When I'm doing that one man tournament, it's like, you know, I got to be up front because that's where the troller's at. You know.
Oh, this trolling motor! I've never had this.
Remote control,
oh, you got a
baby.
Remote control.
It's foot control.
Oh, it's foot control.
So in other words, but it's wireless.
Yeah.
So I take the foot control wherever I want to.
Yeah.
And just sit there, step on it, and oh man, I mean. I've never had a power pole.
Do you have the handheld remote with it?
No, the foot.
It's total foot.
Total foot.
Okay.
And it's wireless total foot. Yep. And now I can buy the handheld.
Okay. Get the handheld.
And the foot one was great. I liked it.
You like it?
Yeah. Because I get to sit down, man.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I'm old school. I just got the handle, you know.
All right. Well, that's all I've ever had.
That's all I had for years, man.
That's all I had.
I got my boat. And talking about buying boats inexpensive, I'm going to kind of give my boat manufacturer a plug. The name of the company is Ancona and Salt Marsh out of Fort Pierce, Florida. That's where the factory is, and they're making some really nice boats, pretty inexpensive. I bought my boat. The hull by itself was $8,000, brand new hull, $8,000. Center console, I bought mine.
How many feet?
Mine is 16, but they now have a 17 and a 19 that they've created. And, of course, the salt marshes run down to a 14. But talking inexpensive, you know, with a brand new, I put a Tahatsu 40 on mine, and she'll run about 30 miles an hour or cruise at about 30. I paid $16,000 for the boat, motor, everything.
Yeah, can't beat that.
Can't beat it.
Yeah.
Can't beat it. And the boat, here's the kicker. The boat itself, the hull only weighs 375 pounds, and it's tough as nails. I have put that sucker through the paces. It is, and even the newer boats have Teflon bottoms. Yeah, the bottoms are all Teflon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another good boat that's very recently priced, and one of our advertisers have it, is the Ranger aluminum boats.
Yes.
They are really good.
Yes.
They really,
and I hear they don't leak as much as the old ones do.
No.
Pretty damn good, yeah.
They don't have the rivets. They're all welded.
Yeah.
And so, a matter of fact, I think that's what the mayor of Chicopee rides in, is a aluminum Ranger boat.
Right. I actually looked at them down in Ocala. There's a place down in Ocala that sells them. And I went down there and looked at them before I bought my boat. But, yeah, they tough as nails.
And so, Beach Boulevard Motorsports has those. I think that's where.
Oh, that's what he do.
Yeah. They started out. They didn't have the aluminum ones at first.
Yeah.
They only had the fiberglass, and then some other store place around here had the aluminum ones, and then
they picked them up when I took those pictures. He had two of them sitting out front when I took those pictures over there.
Yeah, they had just gotten them. Yeah. They just gotten them, and I got them in. So. Damn, that was a fast one. Okay. This is the Gone Fishing Show. We're on Sunny, and that means the sun's out, Joe.
Yes, the sun's out.
Sunny 102.3.
That's FM, and it's in Jacksonville.
It is.
904-296-2692. Website, Gone Fishing Show. There is no G in fishing. It's fish in, like gone fish in, or fish out, fish in, show.com. 904-296-2692. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back on the Gone Fishing Show. Hold tight.
The
legendary Arlo Guthrie returns to the Florida Theater.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Hear the Alice's Restaurant Massacre song in its entirety. Arlo Guthrie live at the Florida Theater on January 23rd. Tickets are on sale now. Order online at floridatheater.com. The Florida Theater is sponsored by Community First Credit Union.
Nicholas Ridley was an English Protestant reformer who was burned at the stake by Queen Mary in 1555. On the night before his execution, Ridley's brother offered to spend the night with the condemned man to keep him company. Ridley said no thanks. He was planning on going to bed and getting a peaceful night's sleep. How's that for a lack of worry and an abundance of trust? What would you and I be doing if we were going to be burned to death in 12 hours? Hopefully, we'd do what Nicholas Ridley did, cast all our cares upon the Savior who cares for us. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's care for you on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
The all-out blowout auto sale has been held over for a few more days at Woody Folsom Automotive. Thousands poured in to make huge savings, and make them they did. We're holding over the deals that'll make you go home happy. Who won that new Chevy Silverado, you ask?
The winner is Mr. Zachary Keene, Hinesville, Georgia. Congratulations.
I couldn't believe it.
We had bought a vehicle from them previously, and the service was just amazing. Like, everything just went so smooth. Worth Woody for life. I would definitely recommend Woody Folsom for all your vehicles.
Do what I did. Talk to Woody.
Thanks for coming to our blowout. It's held over, so y'all come. And congratulations again to our winner.
Zachary Keene, Hinesville, Georgia.
Find new roads. Find your better way to Woody Folsom Automotive. Want a better deal? Better get to Bexley. Online, we are WoodyFolsom.com. Serving the world's greatest customers and friends. We're chopping prices, and the chopping ain't stopping.
Do what I did. Talk to Woody.
Talk to me.
SNC Square Roofing. Everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
We know you're busy, so let Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at the original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. Check out our new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. The Original Tunis Restaurant, open 7 days a week. Check us out on Facebook at ZBest The Original.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly, and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay. What's going on over there? Looking discussion?
Yeah, we're talking about old times.
Surfing.
Yeah, back in the day. Definitely back in the day.
How about real surf fishing? Like, get on your surfboard and paddle out past the breakers.
Did it.
And fish off the surfboard.
Did it on a large board. Yep, longboard did it.
Yep. I used to do that when I was a kid. You get out past the breakers. And sit out there and fish all day.
Well, we talked about the good things that's happening. The president signed the Modern Fish Act, and we're talking about the good things that Ron DeSantis did as far as firing everybody down in the South Marine or South Water Management District because they were favoring
I'd have loved to have been a fly on the wall when they got that letter.
But like I said, it was the most polite letter I've ever seen about, hey, you're fired. But he felt like they were favoring the big business sugar more than they were taking care of the state of Florida and the people.
Been a long time
was
coming.
It a word fired or was it asked to resign?
They were asked to resign.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
But it meant fired.
Yeah, you're fired.
Because if they resign, you can't collect unemployment. You're fired, you're going to collect unemployment.
Okay, now, we got some things, though, that we got to be watching and the height of the news and a lot of things you'll be seeing me right on the front page. It's going to have to do with these six things that I'm getting ready to talk about. Now, this is how I wish our government could go back and be. You know, James knows that I supported Donald Trump, but I don't think Donald Trump does everything right. And this is the first one I'm reading is one that really got me concerned. I don't agree with it. And, you know, how can one party always be right and how can one party always be wrong? Just go to Washington, I guess. You can see how that works.
Exactly. Yeah.
But since 2017, the president has set a goal of eliminating federal protections for headwaters under the 1972 Clean Water Act. Right now, the Environmental Protection Agency has proposed the removal of portions for more than half of the streams in the United States. And that meaning the lower 48. Well, I don't agree with that. I think that we need to keep control over the purification of our water. One of the major things that's happening down south that Governor DeSantis did is people taking care of the rich people and not taking care of the people of the state of Florida.
So, in other words, state control.
Yeah, I believe in state control. I always have believed in state control and everything. I never believed in, in other words, school boards or run the schools.
Yeah.
Because they're elected by the local people and it's their schools.
Right.
These are our rivers. These are our lakes. These are our headwaters.
Yeah. And the states needs to take care of them. I totally agree with that,
FWC had the best, and I'm going to say it again, the best plan to bring back redfish. And if the FWC wasn't in charge of it, we still probably wouldn't be fishing for redfish. They did a great job, absolutely great job. And they did a great job on the trout. They helped bring back the trout. Those two fish, the trout and the redfish, were controlled by the state because they were in shore waters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're starting to see in the new Modern Fish Act, we're going to see more people or more state control on the offshore areas, especially in the Gulf of Mexico. This is one thing I do not agree with the president. I do not agree with the Republican Party for allowing this to happen. And we'll see how that goes. We got to put up with the trade wars. Now, I'm not a big enough fish in the frying pan to understand everything there is about the trade wars. Wars. Hello, people. How y'all doing out there? But anyway, 90% of the tackle you buy was being made in China. And we're seeing now that during the 2018 American Sport Fishing Summit that reported that they're already moving their production out of China and going to Korea and Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So as we were pricing stuff today, we got about $1,000 of little knickknacks from Folsom and from Big Rock Sports. And the prices were not going up, and they went up a little bit on some things, but nothing drastic yet.
How I see part of that. A lot of stuff that you see in the marketplace does come from China, but there's still a great bit that is made here in America. And even made here in America, when you talk about selling your product, on a large scale, which means you're made in America, you want to sell to China. You've got to go through the big guys like Amazon or you know, those big, those major distributors in order to get your product out there. So that's where the war is, you know. So it's they're fighting each other to create, you know, that space that they own, really, you know. And they ain't afraid to go fight with China, you know.
Did Sears get pulled out by somebody, or are they going down?
I'm sorry.
Sears.
I think they got pulled out.
Yeah.
I think they went down.
Yeah, I think the last I heard they were going down, but then I said something about there was a last-minute deal, so I don't know.
I don't either.
I'm sure somebody's going to jump in there.
I don't know, man.
Okay, also in the fishing industry, the federal department overseeing public lands is leaderless right now, following the resignation of Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zink. Mr. Zink, he was a former Navy SEAL. He became involved in the controversy surrounding mining and drilling around national parks and monuments. And this became a very big issue because of the impurities getting into the rivers and so on, in public parks especially. And so we're going to see how that goes. Another biggie, guys. This is the biggest one of all. There's a new year here, and there's a new Pure Fishing here. And I'm going to tell you what, Pure Fishing has over $1 billion worth of assets and tackle that they sell.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Wow.
But right now, we don't know what's really going to happen to Pure Fishing. But every time it seems like it sells, parts for your rods and reels become harder to get. Not rods so much as the reels. So we're hoping that doesn't happen, but we'll have to see on that. The major one that Pure Fishing sells that we sell a lot of is pin reels. And we sell a ton of pin reels in our store. And it's probably the number one seller, that and Okuma are the two big ones in our store. And the one that everybody needs to start looking at is Tsunami. They're coming out with some great reels, awful, really good reels. But I do not know how the parts are going to be taken care of.
What's the other reel we got in there? Daiwa.
Daiwa. Right now, I'm a little bit upset with Daiwa. I'm not even going to say why right now. Okay. And then the story number five that's been pointed out, we've already talked about, the Everglades versus Big Sugar. Which we're going to be watching this and seeing how it goes. The Big Sugar again was putting out the blooms, the algae blooms, that was also going into the red tide and feeding the red tide. And we lost a lot of fish on the West Coast this year and lost some on the East Coast also.
And I do know CCA is doing, they're going to be restocking some areas.
Yes.
With a lot of fish.
You're right. They've already started the process.
But that's going to take a long time.
Yeah.
But at least those fry are in there and are going to start growing up to be.
Yeah. But I also read an article, and I was telling Rick this morning, Fernandina's got some bacteria in the water. They talked about it on TV a couple of days ago. And I did see an article. I got to find that article. But they're saying it's some type of bacteria. Just offshore or you know, heading inshore up in the Fernandina area. So just a heads up.
And the last major thing that's going on that's being controlled by the government is the enactment, again, of the Modern Fish Act, and it's only the beginning of a long road towards new federal management policies. And it's strictly has to do with saltwater fishing. And this is probably the first act that has to do with saltwater fishing. And we'll see what happens with our snapper season offshore and see how all that stuff goes.
904-296-2692, you're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show, located in Jacksonville, Florida, on sunny 102.3 FM. Website is gonefishingshow.com. Go by there, check it out if you need any information on the show. We have another website. It's called JacksonvilleFishingConnection.com. You want to go check that one out, too. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
What?
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com. Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com. No matter how well maintained your boat is, things can still happen. Props get sheared off, water pumps fail, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing on water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. The average tow is around $700. Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. Or give them a call at 249-4422. That's 249-4422.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rods.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at TAllenRods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
And for you guys that like to surf fish, surf fishing has been good. Of course, when this wind gets blowing, sometimes that current gets rocking and rolling. But overall, there's been some nice catches and some nice size whiting being caught at the beach. The tournament's coming up. It's the El Cheapo. Applications are online, and applications are in all the major, or probably every bait and tackle store now by now. They should have them out and on the street. I am donating and working with Liberty Kayaks. There will be a 13-foot Liberty Kayak for first place in the kayak division. And, guys, we don't get at least 20 people. I'm afraid they're going to start dropping the kayak divisions in.
Now, the Liberty, is that a paddle kayak?
It's a paddle.
Yeah, we got
paddle kayak.
Oh, you ought to see the new pedal kayak. I got it in there at the store. 13-foot pedal kayak.
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice kayak. Yeah. And it's going to be priced at, I'm pricing it, $200 to $300 below everybody else, around $15.99.
Wow!
Wow!
So there will not be a kayak of this quality with pedal drive that you can find anywhere. It's just a great kayak, that very solid built, and they have a 10-foot one we've had in the store. But I like the 10-foot one for, you know, young ladies and ladies that are smaller stature and young people. It's a great one for them. So we have I don't know how else to say it. So inside the store is, we have the pedal kayaks, but we're giving away a paddle kayak. And Liberty's working with us, and we're having a great time with that. And Dana's on the wrong line. Dana, if you're calling us, you're on the wrong line, hon. And so.
Yeah.
So.
What's the number? Star, Dana?
Give him the number again, the right number.
904-296-2692. 296-2692.
Okay. Yep. So somebody's trying to call this old. This is the old number we used to have in the bank. And
oh well.
No, yeah, maybe I thought it was Dana Secor, but it's not.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That'll hang them up. That'll
right. Now they'll call back.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, that's how you do it. So the El Cheapo and guys in the kayak division, you guys can win the two boats.
Just like just like you're fishing out of a boat, yeah.
You're right.
Okay, I know you'd put something on there. It does cost $10 extra, so it's $110.
I don't think so.
It's $110. I've fished it. So you pay your $100, is the entry fee for the El Cheapo, and if you're going to fish the kayak division, you pay an extra $10.
I don't think so, but we're going to check that out.
I believe I'm right, because I've paid $110 several times.
No, I think the $10 is a side pot.
No, it's for the kayak division.
Okay. You might kayak be. Is, I'm not saying you're wrong.
Kayak is separate.
Okay. I'm not going to say you're wrong, and so I'm going to wait.
That way you're basically entered into two different. You know, I mean, the same tournament, but you just, you know, you pay that. Just leave it off and let them listen. There you go. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Okay, we'll check that out. Yep. And I thought Trina was going to call today, but ever since she's out working, I know that they have a...
That's a busy young lady.
Well, they have a shortage, too, and their company's growing here in Jacksonville.
That's why she's so busy.
And, well, if somebody gets sick, like somebody's sick right now, so she's having to drive the truck and sail. So,
she is a multitasker, for sure.
Yeah, that is for sure. Okay. But we'll check out the cost on the tournament and make sure.
But what a great tournament it is, and it goes to support the Jacksonville Offshore Club.
Right. And the big, big free Sheephead dinner after the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, it's some good eating there. Very good. So, but, of course, no, Mr. Jeff cooks it better than anybody else, so I'm going to volunteer him to be the head cook of that tournament.
After that, I ain't going to be cooking that. I promise you that. Those guys do a good job over there.
Fat Cat Trail. Boy, that man can cook some sheephead.
But I ain't going and fishing all day and then jumping in and frying hundreds of pounds of sheephead.
Well, what are you going to fish in, your kayak or your boat?
I haven't decided. But I'll tell you what, if people want to learn how to fillet a sheep's head, you go over to where they're filleting those fish at. You got those guys that are up there.
They're zipping through them. Jonathan? You know Jonathan, buddy. He can cut them
guys,
fish right up.
Those guys know how to cut those sheep's head up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I'm pretty good at it. I mean, I get a lot of meat off of them, but I don't do it as quick as those guys do.
Sharp knife.
I got a good Dexter knife, and like you said, sharp knife. That's the main thing, but... I've got a good Dexter knife, and it's still, Probably twice as long as those guys are.
And you want just a little flimsy. You don't want it flimsy. You just want enough bend in that.
I got an 8-inch, and it's got a little flex to it. You know, the 7-inch, I find it's just a little bit short.
Right.
And it's a stiffer blade. It's, you know, more for redfish.
Right. Yeah. Now, here in this last minute, we're trying to get everything in here in this last segment here. We want you to know also that the Fishing Connection, which is part of our group that owns our show and owns the
Fishing
paper,
and Boating Media group.
We have an online Fishing Connection, right, James?
Yes.
And James puts it up for us, and he usually puts it up maybe a day or two before he hits the street.
No, day after print. After we pick
usually
paper
the day
up.
After print, yeah. Which is this a day or two before.
Right.
It goes before the first.
Before the first. And it has everything in it that you would get from a paper, so feel free to go use that at any time. And because I went by Walmart yesterday, and they said our paper was gone in 2 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's the web address for that?
It's JacksonvilleFishingConnection.com. JacksonvilleFishingConnection.com.
Beautiful day tomorrow. Hope to see you on the water, guys.
All right. Check everybody, please be safe out there. Enjoy the weekend. And we will see everybody here next week on the Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
See ya.
We gone.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more. To myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports, they got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports, your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's